Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
That's what, like, texting your church and saying, are we still doing a 9:40 service on Sunday?
Are we still holding it on Sundays?
Are we still doing it?
Are we doing the Sunday service?
I just want to make sure.
Sundays?
I didn't hear from you. I didn't know. I was hoping to get a text from you or Jesus and let me know if they're still going on. This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends to the end. Now they start talking. Our phones are listening to us all the time. Everything is watching us all the time.
And everything in our house talks to the internet.
Yes, the appliances. I know there's refrigerators now that will play music.
Yeah.
And they have the big screen on top. It's a touch screen on your refrigerator.
We just had to replace our toaster. And it was hard to find a toaster that was not a smart toaster.
Why would you need to send emails or text people from your toaster?
No idea.
But there's an interesting story on BuzzFeed about a woman who caught her husband cheating, and how she caught him is like, this is the world we live in right now. Okay. Apparently, she got an alert on her phone. She was away on a business trip, and he was alone, theoretically, at home. Yeah. But he had apparently a guest stay overnight because she got an alert on her phone from her smart scale. Her smart bathroom scale that told her that somebody weighed themselves that weighed 130 pounds at 3 o'clock in the morning at her house.
Oh, so the girl who's cheating with the husband decides,
I'm going to weigh myself
on this scale.
And so she gets an alert on her phone that somebody's weighing themselves on your scale at home, hundreds of miles away.
Busted.
That is like, wow, how far are we going to go with all these things?
Yeah.
But you know, good for her. She caught him.
Right? And I'm sure she had no idea that's how she was going to catch him. But you can't do anything without there's going to be some way somebody's going to find out.
I mean, how can people even do crime anymore?
Right?
You're gonna get caught.
I know. You know,
everything
how we caught
is
him?
Watching.
He used the smart toaster.
That's right. The toaster called 911.
He put a bagel in there. Only the criminal would use the bagel. I mean, like, that's how we're finding people.
That is. That's it.
From the Moonshine Harley Davidson Buzz Studios, this is Nashville's Rock Station. 1029, The Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
We're that one studio, you know, a door over from them.
Apparently we have an identity crisis.
I know, yeah. Who are we? What are our names? Hey, if you're looking for something to do starting tonight and going through Saturday, it's the Franklin Rodeo. So jump in there and start wrestling steers.
Okay.
Going on through Saturday.
I don't believe the general public can just jump in and do it.
Oh, you can try.
But you can go watch some other people do it.
Yeah, you can try if you like.
So students in math and reading are doing significantly worse than they were 10 years ago.
Mm.
Math and reading scores down crazy amounts, sometimes 70, 80% from where they were. And it's not just the pandemic. They say these numbers were happening before the pandemic. They do say some likely answers might be a significant drop in the amount of reading kids did, which also might correlate to the other reason, which they said social media and screens.
I know. Yeah, it's just rotting our brains.
We know it's a problem, yet we don't seem to do anything about it.
Yeah, yeah. Crowding downtown in Nashville, that's only going to get worse. They've now promised 84 new hotels will be built in Nashville.
84
new hotels. And he goes, you know, of course, we're trying to get the Super Bowl in a couple of years, maybe, or the new Nissan Stadium. But yeah, 84 new hotels. So yeah, lots of construction.
That's
Look
a lot
out
of
for
hotels.
The cranes.
Even if we get a Super Bowl, what is that, like 2 weekends where those things are going to be full?
Yeah. And the rest of the time, it's just going to be, crickets. Woody and Jim in the Morning, totally hits 93.3. We are ready to play Gender Wars now, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees removed? You can call them, get a hold of them online at localtreefellers.com. All right, we have John and Stephanie ready to go at it. Good morning, you guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's get to know you a little bit. Starting with you, Stephanie, tell us somewhere your parents made you go when you were a kid.
My mom made me go to summer camp. I was an awkward kid that was too shy, and she forced me to go to make friends.
And did you have fun?
You know, every time I did. And then every year I fought her again. I didn't want to go. I was scared. But
that's so many of us.
I'm a big girl now.
Yeah. Once you're there, you're actually having fun, but you say, I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Exactly. John, what about you? Where's somewhere that your parents made you go when you were a kid?
My grandmother's in New Johnsonville, Tennessee.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Boy, I love my grandparents, but they had to make me go. You're going to have to go.
Yeah, we always spent 2 weeks in Levelland, Texas with my grandparents every year.
Yeah, because they never had any fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right, you each have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, you can use the screw to make your opponent answer your question.
Here we go. Multiple choices how we start. Stephanie, does Raybestos sell brakes, spark plugs, or batteries for your car?
Oh, jeez. Spark plugs.
No. No, they sell brakes.
All right, John. In the movie Legally Blonde, did Elle Woods go to Princeton, Harvard, or Yale?
Yale.
Yale.
No. It was Harvard.
Okay,
still scoreless.
No score yet. All right, Stephanie. Brett Michaels is the lead singer of what classic rock band?
Poison.
Yes! Good job.
All right. John, what does it mean to get an ombre hairstyle?
Shaved on the sides?
Not shaved on the sides. It has multiple colors.
Yeah, it usually goes from dark to light.
It's dark to light.
Yeah, yep. There you go. See, Stephanie knew that.
It's gradient hair.
Okay. If you get those
been
one right.
There. Had it.
Stephanie, you can win if you get this one right. What automotive company sells this Sierra pickup truck?
GMC.
GMC is right.
And she takes the game. Woo! Stephanie is the winner. Oh,
congratulations.
She's had multiple.
I have to say hi to Woody because you came to my cover band show, and I'm a big fan. I sing in Rubik's Groove.
In Rubik's Groove.
You're in Rubik's Groove. I love you guys.
We love Rubik's Groove.
We love you.
We'll come out and see you again sometime soon.
We have tickets for you to go see Journey.
I'm so excited. I love Journey.
You can cover them as well with knowledge of I saw them live. Thanks, John. We appreciate you both playing.
Thank you.
Woody and Jim and Totally Hits 93.3.
We have our salute to unpopular opinions. We call it If I'm Being Honest.
So think back to that school cafeteria food.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of jokes that get made about it. But if I'm being honest, I thought that food was awesome. And I wish I had access to it now.
I like the little trays, too.
Yeah.
That separated all your food.
Oh, right. So the foods didn't touch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then you had it on another tray. Which then could be used as a weapon or a sled.
Exactly. Multi-use.
I liked it. I also like hot food.
Yes.
So having access to some food that somebody's cooked for me or baked for me is just like really awesome. And I know that some of it wasn't good. I know our pizza when I was going to elementary school was just toast. With sauce on it
and a slice
of cheese.
It was like toast with ketchup on top.
But that's
top.
It. Yeah. And I miss it.
Yeah, the square pizzas that we all got.
I liked
it. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
So, I don't know. I guess I'm weird. Maybe I'm nostalgic. Maybe I have like a rose-colored appetite that I'm just thinking the food was better than it was. But I think it was pretty good, even though it was mostly served to me by the scoop.
We've got some other food-related, unpopular opinions. Susan says, if I'm being honest, ranch dressing is wildly overrated. It's just salad ketchup. If you think about it, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I get it. Because
you drowned it in it.
Yeah, you just put it on everything.
I like ranch dressing with just a little bit of salad in there.
That's pretty good.
Cheesecake is pie. We've all been lying to ourselves all these years. That's pie. That's not cake.
I don't know. I was originally going to think, okay, well, if it's pie, you got to have like a layer of crust on the top and the bottom. But we don't hold that. Like key lime pie.
It's a little firmer key lime pie.
Okay,
that's all it is. Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to go with that. I don't know if I can agree with that one, but I will say the lines are blurred.
Kevin says, "If I'm being honest, the self checkout lane just turns everybody into an unpaid intern."
Yeah.
Yeah, you're working at Target for free.
It's amazing how eventually, people have convinced us to do the work ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And we just go along with it.
Yeah.
I remember when salad bars first became a thing when I was a kid. And I remember my dad saying, what? I got to go back and wash it too?
Yeah.
Like, I got to do all the work?
My dad, the same generation, did that same thing too. Like, and he would never order fajitas because you had to put them together yourself.
Right.
I'm not doing that. I'm not making my own food.
I
come here to make somebody else make
food.
Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
I'm feeling good.
How about it?
Like I should.
Pretty cool. Some kids in Florida doing a good thing. Three teenagers in Florida were having lunch at McDonald's when they noticed somebody was outside, an elderly gentleman, and was struggling trying to change a flat tire. So they thought, well, let's go help him. Then they realized he had bigger problems than the flat tire. He was actually having a medical emergency. He was having a heart attack. So they changed the tire and called 911. The responders came and saved his life. And then a few weeks later, the kids were honored as heroes in Florida.
Saving someone's life and being there obviously is a big thing for especially kids my age. So it was just a lot of emotions, honestly.
We saw him on the side of the road and we were like, let's go help him.
It feels good. It feels like I did something good. I did something right. Helping out a guy. And I just am happy to be honored.
Yeah, opportunities to help somebody happen a lot if you look up from your phone every once in a while.
Exactly. There's a lesson for all of us. That's awesome. If you'd like to see this story, just follow Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 on Facebook.
Today they're set to release the new Titans schedule. Woo! Who's going to beat us this year? Woo!
Maybe it'll be different.
Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be good this
slightly
year.
Slightly hopeful.
Yeah. I guess Netflix is doing a celebration of quarterbacks from last year.
So one of the quarterbacks is Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Titans quarterback. So we get to relive 2025 season.
Our best season ever.
Actually, I think it would be really interesting because of all the drama that happened. And he became like really pretty good towards the end
of
the season. Like
Cam Ward's, I'm cautiously optimistic.
He was able to do things towards the end that were just really turning heads. So that could be really interesting.
They had a little fun with some of the new Titans coming into town. Of course, the rookies training camp. And they're talking about, the pronunciation of cities around here.
Oh, that is a big stumbling block for a lot of people that come to Tennessee.
Especially starting with the one that everybody gets wrong, including Google Maps. It's Demumbrian. How'd they handle that?
Demon Brown?
Demumbrian?
No, it's Demon Brown.
Demon Brown.
Demon Brew.
Demon Brewing? Demumbrian? That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, welcome to the rest of the world.
Yes.
Even if you live here and you know what it's supposed to sound like, it still seems weird.
It does. It does. It doesn't feel natural to say it the way it's supposed to be said. And then there's Lebanon.
Lebanon?
Lebanon.
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 You.
Lebanon.
You were the best.
Not bad. Pretty good. How about Shelbyville?
Shelbyville.
What?
That's a Shelby.
Milan.
Now, the person that's saying it correctly is not one of the players. It's one of the people
asking them.
No, it's the person
holding the card.
Questions?
Like, okay. Yeah. And then last but not least, there's Lafayette.
Lafayette, I know that one right.
Lafayette.
Just Lafayette. Look, that's Louisiana. Yeah.
Lafayette.
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 Lafayette. Lafayette. What the heck are these pronunciations?
Lafayette.
Yeah.
That's right. The rest of the world says Lafayette, but we say Lafayette just to be different.
It's weird. So they did, I mean, frankly, they're right.
The rest of us are wrong.
We're wrong.
Yeah, you got to move to Tennessee and learn to say things wrong.
Oh, and we also, our favorite fruit, oranges.
Oranges.
That's
yeah.
how you say it
I
here.
I like that. Yeah, I love, like, you know.
If you want to fit in, say it. I want some oranges.
I'm going down to Orange Julius, if that's still in business. I don't think it
no.
is.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A couple of high-profile murder cases have some updated news. Corey Richens, she was convicted of murder. She poisoned her husband with fentanyl and then wrote a children's book about grief.
Yeah.
She has been sentenced to life without parole.
Good.
And then Alex Murdoch, very high-profile murder case in which he was convicted of killing his wife and son.
Right.
That conviction was overturned because somebody had prejudiced the jury, but they are going to retry him. And don't worry, he's already in jail because of a fraud charge.
So it's kind of a formality. But
right.
Are they going to be able to find an impartial jury?
It's really hard.
There's been, you know, podcasts and miniseries and a Hulu series about it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, everybody knows about that. So, yeah. Wow. More trouble for cruises. A guy fell off or jumped from a Carnival cruise line near the Bahamas. They threw him a life preserver because that's all they can do because they have to keep moving. The ship doesn't stop.
Right.
And apparently they were able to circle back and find him, but he did not survive.
Oh, man.
Another virus on a cruise ship. This one, not a deadly one like the hantavirus, but this is the norovirus that I guess causes all kinds of problems with your stomach and
great.
Other things like that. That was not allowed to anchor down in France after it left Great Britain. So, yeah, not a great time to be on that cruise.
Maybe stick to the turf instead of the surf. Man, oh man. So, Nashville Electric Service, they've got a lot of reputation building to do after the winter storm Fern. They have now launched a mobile app because they've figured out that the internet is probably not a fad. It's supposed to be better for you to be able to report outages and to find out, like, when service would return to your area if there's an outage.
Very cool.
So maybe they're getting better.
Yeah. What are we doing today?
I thought I was going to have to do a lot of shopping, but you have talked me into I am now a Walmart guy.
Are you going to do the thing where you order it and go pick it up?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I do like it because I get all the stuff without having to go into Walmart.
And they bring it right out
just
to you.
Just drop it in your trunk and you just drive away.
Yeah.
All right. So that's part of my day. And then I'm going to be watching, I've been watching the NHL playoffs. So I'm rooting for the Buffalo Sabres where
cool.
I lived for the first 18 years of my life. So hopefully they will win tonight.
Yeah. I got a few errands to run. Then tonight, my granddaughter, Charlie, they're having a talent show at her school.
Oh.
She and another friend are doing dad jokes.
Yes.
So...
Did you supply any jokes
to
her?
I'll be, I think she's got them from a joke book. So,
okay.
You know,
all right.
Most of the ones I came up with, I told my son Jeff about it. I said, hey, tell her to do this one. And she goes, no, that's terrible. Or it'd be too adulty. So I'll be jotting
so
up
the child.
Yeah, I said, hey, tell her I got in touch with my inner self. I guess I need to stop buying one-ply toilet paper. He said, no, she's not going to tell that joke, Dad.
That's so, probably for the best.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So catch you back here tomorrow morning.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.